going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Scary Bomb, where we review all your scary anime and sometimes your not so scary anime. I'm the badly drawn medium, Jay, and with me is the guy that bites babies, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. I can't say the same thing for about the baby, though.
Well, you are a bit anemic
yeah,
lately.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So what anime, quote-unquote anime, are we talking about this week, Aaron?
We are talking about the quote-unquote anime classic.
Horror news. Yeah,
horror news. That's how much I enjoyed this anime.
And do you have the synopsis ready?
I do, and this comes from our friends actually at Crunchyroll before it was taken down.
Okay.
Rei Kitagawa is a first-year middle schooler at Ishido Middle School. He is not a believer of any paranormal phenomenon, such as the existence of ghosts or spirits of any kind. But one day at midnight, while he is sleeping, a mysterious newspaper called Horror News is delivered to his room. The newspaper tells a story in which one of his teachers at the school will get killed in a car accident the following morning, and Kitagawa will be the witness of the accident. The story turns out to be fact in the following day, and since then, the mysterious newspaper is delivered every day. He realizes he is haunted by this newspaper, and that his lifespan will be shortened by 100 days every time he reads it.
Yeah, it's pretty much the first episode, right? Or a couple of episodes, probably.
Yeah, and then the horror news plays, like, very little after that.
I know, it's pretty annoying. Yeah. But I digress. We'll talk about that in a bit. So, are you ready for some facts?
Go ahead, shoot them.
So, Horror News is a horror supernatural anime released in 2014.
What?
Yeah.
You could have fooled me.
There are 16 episodes. This is based on the manga written by Jiro Tsunoda. And he's done a couple of things. Well, he's done a bunch of things, but some of his more well-known stuff is High School Mystery, School of Seven Mysteries, and Karate Master. Heard of any of these anime?
No.
Well, he mostly does horror anime or like kind of spooky occult anime. But I think Karate Master might be his only other anime that is not spooky. It's just about a karate guy. There is no director from what I could tell. Yeah. Even in the credits of this anime, there's no director credited.
Maybe no one wanted to put their name
on
it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. The studio is Next Media Animation, and they have done similar anime to this, like Double Hard. Kurokan, which is a baseball anime, and the classic Spy Penguin. I don't know who licensed this. I'm assuming Crunchyroll licensed it back when they had it, but I don't think anybody has it right now. The music is done by somebody called Mombasa Chang. And I don't think they've done anything besides this. They're probably just the in-house person for Next Media Animation.
Right.
And what'd you think about the music of this anime?
I can't tell you. I can't remember any.
It's a bit spooky.
Yeah.
It definitely is spooky. And I'm assuming this Mombasa Chang also did the opening music and the ending music. The ending music's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That one's pretty good.
But like as for
the soundtrack,
the background
BGM.
Music, not too. It's pretty much more of the same.
Yeah, not too memorable.
Mm-hmm. But it is spooky, so gotta give it. I think that might probably be the best part of the anime.
Yeah,
the spookiness of the music. And as for cross media, there's the manga, of course. There's an OVA that came out in the 90s, I think.
Mm.
And then there's actually a live-action movie.
Nope, okay.
Believe it or not, I think it came out in like 2004 or something like that. So that's all I really have for the facts. Do you have anything general you want to talk about before we get into the topics?
All right, so I want to kind of get this out of the way right now.
Okay.
Is this the worst anime we've ever seen?
You know, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. Because no. I believe...
Is this your least favorite anime?
It might
be. Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes, I did watch the whole thing. That's what it has for it. If it was as long as, let's say, an episode of Ping Pong Club.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that would have been a deal breaker.
Torture.
Mm-hmm.
From the get-go, I think at least with Ping Pong Club, I got in pretty deep before I had to tap out.
Okay. You went at least halfway.
Yeah, Ping Pong Club. I went at least episode, I think.
12 or 13, 12, something like that.
Around when they had the, I don't know if you remember, the training camp. I think that's where I stopped.
Okay.
Or maybe after the training camp when they were doing their
I'm
first
I'm surprised you remember so much about Ping Pong Club.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot more than I can say what I remember from...
from horror news?
Exactly. I might... See, like if you're like, do you want to watch horror news or watch Ping Pong Club again? All right.
Oh God, that's a tough decision. I would probably pick horror news though.
I would probably because it's over faster. That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
But at least Ping Pong Club felt like there was somebody who wanted to work on it.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah,
there was at least some budget put into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So production wise, I feel it's way better
than, yeah, definitely.
Writing-wise, I feel it's actually worse than Ping Pong Club.
Yeah, I could see that. A lot of the things that I dislike about this anime is how it's almost like they're trying to educate you about all this supernatural stuff. There's a good chunk of episodes where it's just telling you a story about something that's like pretty like not very interesting.
Yeah, I was like
the whole stuff of like the Tutankhamun and all the pharaohs and all that stuff. That was very boring. If I want to know about stuff, I'd watch the History Channel.
Or it's like I would hate would be like, okay, here's some story. All right, now we're gonna talk about UFOs for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the history of UFOs. And maybe it was presented in a more interesting way, it'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so dragged out. And
yeah. I feel like they're like really pinching their pennies with this one because mm-hmm. like with every actor, the like side like the teacher that explains the UFOs, he talks for so long.
It reminded me, I don't know if you ever played, you probably never played Persona 3,
mm-hmm.
but there is a there's a character who's a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why I hated him is because every lecture, he would literally give you the game and he would give you a lecture.
Uh-huh.
And it would, if you would read everything, it'd take like 10 minutes of the game to read this whole thing. And the purpose of it is to be like, this guy is a boring character. But then they do it like several times in the anime.
In the game.
Yeah. And this, a lot of the explanations, of, like that's how it felt to me. It was just like, long and tedious,
very boring,
very minimal anime. There's minimal animation throughout the whole anime,
yeah,
but this is even like worse. Mm-hmm. Minimal animation.
Yeah, definitely. It's like I think Inferno Cop is better animated because at least it looks nice. But this one, like, I don't know, I like the only thing that I could compare it to is I don't know if you ever watched Home Movies on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
That's like the closest I could think of, like the animation style. But Home Movies is made better. It's way better. Like, that's a good pick for like April Fools. But
oh my goodness, this, I don't know. But I don't feel like anybody wanted to work on this anime.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like it almost felt intentional. Like how bad it was, because like I even sent you pictures of like who thought this was good looking or who approved this.
There's a lot of that in this anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot
of the mentor is like the first like instance where we see like, oh my God, this guy looks completely terrible.
Oh my God. I could not. The one that I couldn't stop laughing is when the girl almost gets ran over. the alien girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it shows, like, the hunter dude. Like, it's obviously the model for the hunter dude. I don't know if they ran out of
money. In the car, right?
Yeah, in the car. Mm-hmm. But, like, he's kind of, like, slouched over
the windshield.
The windshield. And this looks like, real janky. Yeah. Looks real bad. I don't know who thought that looked okay. And the also real fun fact, a fun thing I liked about this, but the quote-unquote liked about this anime was you could tell who, like, a main character was because it was, they were 3D.
Yeah, there was CG or...
A CG, yeah.
Well, everything was motion-capped if you didn't...
No.
Yeah? You never looked at the credits?
No.
There was a whole team for motion capture.
Why?
I think that's the most people...
But they were working. Like
the biggest department was motion capture.
Well, do you think this was a like a test film or something?
I don't know, and I don't know why they picked this anime to do it. Like, it's this manga, because there's already an OVA, and the OVA looks like a regular anime.
Really?
Yeah.
I
don't know why they chose this one, but whatever.
Maybe it's one of those weird things where they were giving like credits to people making anime, like tax credits.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, let's make it cheap as possible, but get the max tax credit off of it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Is there anything you liked about it?
Well, some of the subject matter did creep me out. Like space in general really creeps me out. Just like any kind of like talk about like space exploration or like. Well, and they talked a lot about, like, pollution and destroying the Earth, and that's very scary to me. Another reason to be vegan.
I know. They got really up on their soapbox on that one. I was like, that was really... I didn't expect that to come out of nowhere.
I know. But, yeah, some of that stuff really creeped me out, and I remember early on, I was... I watched most of this at night, very late at night, and, like, I would get, like oh, I heard something, and I would turn back, but... Most of the time it was just nothing.
I really like the creepy edits to it.
Oh yeah.
Like the screen crackling and
yeah. They had skipping. Like almost like some subliminal messages going on with all that crackling, and cuz I remember there was I think it was during the vampire arc. I don't even want to call it an arc, the episode. Yeah, I guess they called episodes.
Yeah.
But during the vampire episode it would crack and then a face would be in like the TV
real quick
noise. Yeah. And I was like, oh crap. Why are you trying to jump scare me? That's like the only jump scare in the whole anime. They only did that like once, I think.
Which is pretty cool, I feel. Mm-hmm. But that crackling's like through the whole anime. I thought it was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. You know, for the most part, I think the main guy did a pretty good job with the voice acting.
Yeah.
What he had some good screams.
Yeah, with what he was given.
Mm-hmm. And again, I feel like they were pinching their pennies because they like that guy definitely felt like he worked his ass off because he was like the main dude, and I think he did a pretty good job. Like he might be the star. Well, he is the star of the show.
Any other general dislikes you have? I think the pacing is atrocious as well. Yes.
Especially with those lecture kind of episodes.
I felt like...
This was definitely a Tetris anime where I was playing Tetris while watching.
If only there was a dub. I wish it was at least he could be like...
I know, right?
Do something else. I could not pay attention. It was really like okay, how much minutes are left in this episode? 5 minutes. It feels like I've been sitting here for like...
20 minutes.
20 minutes to this stupid monologue.
And what sucks is we had to watch this in a sketchy way. And I don't know about you, but I had a lot of buffering problems.
Yeah,
So it prolonged watching and kind of frustrated me.
So I had to like move sources and do all that good stuff. It was real annoying.
Yeah. I luckily found a good source, so.
Right.
On that site. But whatever.
You want to talk about
art
or what?
So the art is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Really, I don't know what the source material. I don't know what the source material looks like, but yeah, it's like, a lot of the characters look ugly.
I don't think there's any good designs.
Yeah.
In this whole anime,
maybe the girl skier probably is the best design. Yeah. Maybe the girl alien.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Oh, she's not even an alien. She's a contact.
She's
alien contact.
She's like, bye, I gotta go to Mars. I won't see you.
Gotta go to the space station on Mars.
This is stupid.
She's why are you glowing?
I don't know.
You know, there's another thing that there's a lot of loose ends in this anime as well. Like, yeah. There's like, especially like the end feels very abrupt. Like they ran out of money and like, oh, let's just end it here.
Right. Maybe there was supposed to be more and they just like, nah, you're done.
Yeah, this is done.
Because 16 is a weird number to even end on. Are we sure there's even only 16? Maybe there was more.
Yeah, I think my anime list credits only 16.
Okay, I guess so.
Yeah.
Maybe they just ran out of budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
Is there any cinematography that you want to talk
about?
No. Well, there's that crackling and that jump scare.
That's probably about it, though.
That's about it, but there's not that much. There's no good angles. I don't know. I can't even talk about like, hey, the ghost looks cool, but it doesn't. It looks pretty dumb looking.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I really like the cinematography of the teacher getting into his bed. It was super weird.
That's a favorite moment. Don't spoil it.
Oh my god, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like,
I know.
Serious? That's weird.
And you know, going back to pacing, it's funny because there's a lot of like parts like you said like really drag. But then when, like, something, like, action-y happens, it happens way too fast.
Right.
It's like, the news comes, a knife is thrown, It's very, like, I don't know, like, almost like Speed Racer fast.
Yeah. And, like, it's like
Wah.
The point is, it doesn't make sense either. You're like, what's going on?
Like it goes too fast.
Or you'll get stuff like the Siamese twin arc or whatever, right? Where I think that arc is probably the most, like, the best paced part of the anime.
Yeah. It's very spooky, too. That one's probably the scariest.
It's pretty good. And talking about favorite moments, it's good. We can talk about favorite things as we go along, because I'll be honest, I don't have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really interesting. And the concept of it's like real interesting.
Yeah.
And then again, you get the last 5 minutes of the arc is the doctor explaining what you just seen.
Right?
That's like obviously what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you get like I said, 5 minutes of the doctor explaining the condition.
Yeah.
And like it's so boring. Like it's so bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I wish the anime was more paced like that. Like that's what I wanted. Give me like. Mm-hmm.
A two episode story,
yeah, about like something spooky.
Yeah, like I think that would have been good.
Like, to me, I don't find aliens in the same vein as like spooky, like a ghost.
Yeah,
that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was out of place. I was like, there's nothing like too scary about it. I felt that they tried to add a horror element to the person trying to kill her, but it only happens like once.
Yeah.
And he's like, or I guess twice if you count the first time they meet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like twice in like four episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, well, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
And how crazy for him to just trust this random girl.
I know. There's a lot of questionable things that happen.
She's
like for like the abominable snowman thing.
Oh, yeah.
That episode. If I found out that person is a murderer and he said he was going to kill me, I would probably... I'd go straight to everybody, and then we all go into one room and, like, freaking beat him up.
One of my favorite moments, and it wasn't, like, intentionally mean, but it seemed really mean,
mm-hmm.
was with the alien girl after she blindfolds him. She goes, okay, take out the blindfold. He goes, oh, where are we? And she's like, if I could tell you that, I wouldn't have told you to put the blindfold on. And I was like, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong point.
But the thing is, he probably found out where he was after, because she disappeared. And how was he going to get home?
Yeah, at least
to find
guy,
his way home.
Yeah, that guy must have, I assume that's how he got home. The guy told him which way to go.
Yeah, maybe.
And then we never really even see if the aliens were telling the truth, if mm-hmm. that was a spy. Or anything.
Yeah.
We never really see. Unless we have to assume the guy in the car was him.
Yeah.
But
I didn't really get a good look at the driver, so
I kept on assuming, because when I seen him, I was like, "Oh, that's the hunter dude," and I kept on waiting for him to be like, "Oh, that's him, that's the hunter," to at least give some sort of cohesion to the story. But
no,
I never have. He never really addresses it.
Another thing with the snowman, they could have just locked him out while he was doing the barricading everything.
Yeah, I don't.
It's lock that fool out.
Yeah, I don't know. This anime is not good.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any favorite characters?
The teacher.
She's pretty cute.
No, the teacher that gets in.
Oh, in the bed.
Has a sleepover. Oh. He was like so quick to freaking go to his house.
In my jammies.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go sleep together. Sensei.
Speaking of which, what kind of school has a UFO teaching class?
I know, right? Oh my god, that is so weird. And who, like, it was funny because like they like, okay, yeah, let's go look for UFOs. And then when they talk to the teacher, like, how do you know that there's gonna be a UFO today? Oh, it's pretty likely. Like, what? Like, how do you know? How is it likely?
I like he goes, yeah, it's pretty likely. There was like two sightings, one in like 97 and one like in
one in last March or something.
What? So yeah, we're probably gonna see one.
Your cameras ready.
I was really I was like gonna be really happy if he gave that really long UFO speech, and someone was like, "Oh, sensei, is this gonna be on the test?" I really wanted something like real cheesy, self-aware to be on there.
That would have been good. Do you have any least favorite characters? The teacher.
Everybody.
The UFO teacher, I mean.
Yeah, I think he's probably my least favorite. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of, I can't wait to get to favorite parts. There's many ridiculous parts I'm just thinking about.
Okay.
But
we can just go there.
I mean, yeah, everybody, I don't know.
For least favorite, there's like a lot of, everybody's just meh.
Yeah, and then underutilized, eh.
Yeah, everybody's meh.
Nah, I don't really want to know more about anybody.
Okay.
Maybe there's like that one girl in class I kind of wanted to know. But other than that, I was like, eh, it's
the whatever. One that says like she's telekinetic or something.
Yeah.
That would have been cool to find out more about her.
But I was thinking about one of my favorite parts of the anime was...
So we're going into favorite moments?
Yeah, let's go favorite moments.
Yeah.
Because least favorite moments...
I mean, we pretty much talked about everything that we didn't like.
Exactly. One of my favorite moments is when the teacher is getting like, I'm losing track because there's so many. My favorite one is when the female teacher gets hit by the car.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she's like, yeah, whatever, loser, get to school.
You're weird.
Yeah, you're weird. That's not gonna happen. And then, like 2 seconds later, she gets ran over.
Sensei,
exactly.
You know, going back to like just dislikes in general, but the opening of this anime like has a lot of spoilers.
Oh yeah,
and it's kind of takes you out of it because you're expecting some like out like during the snowman arc, abominable snowman arc, I was expecting him to get choked. So
right,
I was just waiting for it. I kind of wanted him to get choked.
The other one I was oh god, what was the other one I was laughing about? Oh, the one I was laughing about earlier was the doctor. When he sees the guy in the baseball uniform.
Oh yeah,
he's like, "You're supposed to be in bed. Why are you wearing a baseball uniform?
Why do you have a bat with you?" Whack.
I know. I was really expecting there to be like the doctor, like, "I'm not gonna operate on him. He hit me," and then like, "Oh no!" But I was with him the whole time. That couldn't have been him. Like, kind of.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, it was a really cool scene of the ghost brother, like, trying to get into the room.
Oh, yeah. That was creepy.
That was real cool.
Yeah. How can he go through walls? He's a ghost.
Yeah, I know.
Well, he's not even, I guess, a spirit.
A poltergeist. Poltergeists are, they're like, physical.
Okay.
Or at least they can move physical things.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part about that is Satsuhi cuts the tumor open, and which his brother was a lot, looked like developed. It looked weird.
Yeah.
And he cut it open. And it
was pretty gross looking.
Yeah. And after he like which is a dope scene of like the brother getting cut in half and then disappearing. Mm-hmm. I thought everyone was like, oh, that must have been a group hallucination.
I know. Like those happen all the time.
Everyone saw the same exact thing.
It was an illusion.
I like how like he also like started glowing and disappeared. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. All the blood disappeared as well.
Or, oh, there's only 14 or 13 of us. I know.
Who took my soda?
Who took my soda?
I'd be pretty pissed about who took my melon soda.
Oh, God. Did I bring you melon soda? I
think
you
did.
Did you drink it?
Yeah, it was really good.
It's real good. I know. I love it. I love melon soda. That's the one thing I miss about Japan. It's like the availability of melon soda.
I know, right?
Yeah, that whole arc, I think, was probably my favorite thing about this anime.
Yeah.
I wish it was longer.
Mm-hmm.
And more detailed.
Did you figure out that it was like a twin? That
No, I initially
I assumed it was a twin at the very start.
I initially thought it was like, I don't know, like a poltergeist just taking a form. Oh. I didn't think it was gonna be his twin.
Mm. Yeah, I thought it was like a twin thing when I first saw it.
Right. I was like, oh, poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to be a baseball player.
I know. That makes me sad.
Any other favorite parts?
The sleepover teacher getting strangled was pretty funny. I think I laughed out loud when all that stuff was happening. He because
threw him out the window.
Yeah, because like he like got strangled and then I think it let go and he was like, oh, maybe that was just I got up weird or something. I forgot what he says. Like everybody's like not like trying their hardest not to believe in these things.
Oh. But another dumb thing. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's fine. But I was done. I was pretty much done.
There's like he sees the flying UFO, right?
Yeah.
The main guy, and then he goes, oh, and he sees the glowing girl.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I know I've seen a UFO, but I don't believe in extraterrestrials. Like, what do you mean? Who's flying the UFOs then?
Yeah. And why were you drawn to it for no apparent reason?
It was dumb.
This girl is glowing too.
Yeah, it was real dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, I don't believe in these things. So yeah, but you just read a newspaper mm-hmm. that told you about all this, and you don't believe aliens. Like, everything would be off the table for me.
Yeah,
and what I believed in, if that happened to me, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Another like nonsensical thing that happened was the baby biting. That's 100% the fault of the mom.
Yeah, who leaves
their baby out in the hallway to go use the bathroom
in front of a sickly person? Like, she obviously see that she mm-hmm. was like wasn't feeling well.
Yeah,
I thought she was gonna be like, oh, never mind, I'll just take the baby in with me.
Yeah, that'd be the logical thing to do. Well, that should be the first option.
Right.
You're not gonna. You shouldn't hand your baby over to a stranger. Exactly. And then when the stranger doesn't do it, put him on something high, like where he could fall.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna put my baby up on this
right here on this precarious ledge. I'm gonna put
her. make sure there's no like bump or nothing where the baby might fall over.
Oh. So yeah, that mom was pretty dumb. What else is there? Any other nonsensical things that happen?
Not that I could think of. We kind of mentioned it, but the teacher in the same bed with them.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Same covers.
He was like so like there was like no discussion. He was like, yeah, let's do it. Sleepover.
Let me get in your bed.
Mm-hmm. You got an extra bed for me to sleep in?
Nope. Well, don't need it.
Let's prove this theory wrong.
Oh my God. Yeah, and then I guess my favorite of the high school teacher or middle school teacher teaching UFO science to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That was
very drawn out. He was like so knowledgeable, like so like upper crust about all this stuff. He was like, yes, I know all this stuff, and this is
in Ron's World, New Mexico
is the
it was horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
All right, do you have any general thoughts before we end the wrap up?
I can see why Crunchyroll doesn't have this anymore
or any of its ilk.
Mm-hmm.
I opened this podcast with saying quote unquote anime. This is definitely a
yeah,
quote unquote anime.
You know, going back to like art and stuff, it's really cool that that's like almost, it's drawn like a manga almost, and like mm-hmm. it has thought bubbles and all that stuff. That's pretty cool. But that's like the extent of the coolness.
Right. I think I also, I probably would have just preferred not even like moving pictures, like just like go from panel to panel with voice acting.
Well, you know, huh? Like kind of like a slideshow thing.
Yeah, I probably would have enjoyed that a little bit more.
Yeah, that would have probably been a little bit more effective.
Yeah. All right, so
accessibility.
You have to go through various means.
Yeah, it's if you
want
to watch
this. If you want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't. We don't probably recommend you watch it, but you'll probably have to. I mean, the name of this anime is pretty obscure to begin with. If you Google horror news, you're not going to get the anime for right. sure. You'd have to type in the Japanese name and then try to find something from there. So it's not very accessible at all.
And then there's like blood.
Yeah, there's some blood. Not, there's a suicide.
That's right. I didn't even think about that.
But yeah. that's like a historical suicide. But yeah, there's that's a blood. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any cursing in it, right?
No, I don't think so. There's people die sometimes.
Yeah.
A baby gets bit.
Oh yeah. That's probably the most the worst thing that happens is a baby gets bit.
All right. So
rewatchability.
Never.
Yeah. Never gonna I'm glad this is off my list.
Never again.
And is there anything you would do different?
I'm gonna go with the speed. Not even, I wouldn't say like speed grapher, where I was like, oh, hey, you know what? I'll probably go with the speed grapher route with this, where you gotta ditch the whole anime.
Yeah, just get keep it to
the premise and just redo it.
Yeah, I was thinking going more of a Inferno Cop route and saying like make it more janky so that it's fun. It's funnier,
right? Don't try to do serious horror.
Yeah.
Do comedy. Or like I said, do it like a motion. I think they're called motion manga.
Okay.
Like a motion manga. That probably would have made it a little bit better as well for me.
Yeah. I would say that as well. Even just like you said earlier, the slideshow thing probably would have been better as well.
But yeah, I think yesterday, last week, you were talking about, like you shot me the synopsis and I was like, it seems pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But they just don't, it doesn't even deliver on its own premise.
I know. And we don't really, another thing is to change the ending because it ends with some, it ends with just historical stuff about Egypt.
Like it seems like it's going to go into another.
Like another arc. Yeah, it definitely seems like they lost money or something and they just cut it loose.
Right.
But you'd have to change the ending and. I mean, there was no point to this. There was no, like, end thing. There's no good ending. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing that comes out of him losing 100 days every time he looks at the
newspaper. News. Which is also a really cool
idea. Yeah, another cool idea, but. And there's no, he's never free. He's in purgatory.
All right, Jay. The rating.
The rating.
From the moment of truth.
This is a void.
This is an void. I have a context to avoid. It's like where it's offensive to me. Like it's so bad, it's offensive.
Yeah. I want to go that far.
I want to go that. That's what I said. I want to go that far, but it is pretty, pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Where if I think.
I went into this anime knowing that it was pretty bad. Like the only reviews I've seen were
bad.
Bad.
Did it exceed your expectations or did it live up to them? How bad it was.
It lived up to them. It didn't exceed anything. I did get a couple of laughs, good laughs. So, if anything, it made me laugh a bit.
Yeah.
But it's nothing offensive, like you said.
If I think Ping Pong Club is a better quality anime...
Well, that's probably a bigger studio that did it, so
exactly. you can't really compare.
Nobody knows about Next Media Animation.
But at least there was some funding put into it.
Mm-hmm. You know, a fun fact about Next Media Animation. I actually wanted to do this anime last year.
Mm-hmm.
And in preparation, I went to, they have a YouTube channel. I asked, where can I watch this anime? Because they have a trailer for it.
Uh-huh.
I got no response other than, well, one regular person said Crunchyroll, and it's not on there anymore.
Right.
So I went to their email, and I emailed them.
Oh, my God.
Like, where can I watch this anime?
Nothing.
Nothing. So, Next Media Animation, I don't know. They're focusing on their children stuff now.
Oh, is that what they do?
I think that's what they're doing.
Mm, all right, I guess.
So, whatever.
Thanks, Next Animation. All right, now that we're done biting babies and our anemia is cleared up.
I know, right? Finally have enough blood in our system.
Now that we've learned about King Tut.
I know. And UFOs. Every freaking UFO sighting ever we learned about. What do you have for us next week, Aaron?
So next week for the finale.
Is it the finale?
It would be the finale. There's okay. Only... We went sports week. We went 1 week too long for sports week.
Okay.
So four matches pretty well with... Okay. With this one. So for the finale for
spooky
month, Scary Bomb, we are doing an anime I've wanted to do for a long time.
Is it a comedy?
Yes, it is a comedy.
Thank God.
So I always want one kind of joke
pick
for me. And this one is Are You a Zombie?
You've been talking about this anime for a long time.
Kori wa Zombie Desu Ka.
Every time we like see it when we're like browsing through Crunchyroll or something.
Yeah, is this a zombie?
You always say, every time that pops up, you always say, I want to do that one. I want to do that one.
It's so great.
You've seen it before then?
I've seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think I've ever given you the pitch for it.
No.
Or what it's about. So it's about this guy who... He dies.
Okay.
And he's brought back by a necromancer as a zombie.
Okay.
But he's, you know, he can't stand in the sun for too long or else he gets all...
Decomposed,
yeah. And then he's trying to find his killer, whoever killed him. Cool thing about it is, added to an extra layer, is that a magic girl crashes into him.
Okay.
And she loses her powers to him.
Okay.
And so he becomes a zombie magical girl.
He becomes
a zombie magical girl.
Okay.
And it's about with a chainsaw.
Okay.
And it's about him and Monsters of the Week and him trying to figure out who his murderer is.
That sounds pretty cool. How many episodes are there?
20 episodes.
Okay.
It's 10 episodes each for...
10 what?
10 episodes each.
10 episodes each? What do you mean?
Season. It's 2 seasons, 10 episodes each.
Oh, okay.
So 20 episodes. I think there's also 2 OVAs.
Okay. I'm assuming a beach episode.
No, it's a water episode, like a water park episode, I think is one. Which is pretty close.
Yeah.
And then I forget what the other one is off the top of my head.
You know what I wanted for Shiki?
Hmm.
Freaking a nighttime beach episode.
That'd been pretty cool.
Yeah.
With all the zombies.
Yeah, with all the
Shiki.
All the Shiki.
That'd been pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 20 episodes. There's a dub on Funimation.
Okay, cool. Perfect.
The dub is okay. Fun thing about the dub, I guess I'll tell you after off. There's a fun thing about it that you'll notice real quick.
All right.
Yeah, is this a zombie? Has some of my favorite jokes.
Okay.
Very excited. By Studio Dean, the people who brought you...
The world is a... What was that one?
I forget, but Konosuba.
They did Konosuba. Konosuba.
Pretty sure Studio Dean also did Stay Night, Fate Stay Night.
Okay. And, I'm thinking of World Only God Knows.
No. What
studio is that?
Brain Base? No. It's the defunct one. I don't remember what it is. No, not Lurch. I forget what it is. We can look it up right now. It's not Brains Based, but it's the ones that they're out of business now.
Yeah.
No, they did Sunday Without God, I want to say they did. Maybe.
Maybe.
They did a couple anime we've done before.
Yeah. We definitely covered them before.
Yeah. And I think I explained to you before, but Is This a Zombie is a parody anime of I don't know if you remember back in the early 2010s, there was like Magic High School anime.
Yeah.
And like Monster. And yeah, like Monster High School anime.
Okay.
And like all this stuff. And it's a parody of that. Just like how Konosuba is a
parody of Isekai. Yeah.
So it's pretty fun.
Sounds cool.
And I can't wait to start it.
Yeah, me too. Can't wait. Probably going to start it tonight.
All right, guys. If you liked us, go ahead. Leave us a like. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
And follow us on SoundCloud.
Check out the Instagram. We're doing stuff on there now.
Yeah.
Check out the YouTube.
What are we doing on there?
By now.
Earthbound.
Earthbound. Earthbound's going up.
Okay.
And yeah, thanks everybody. Today we learned that we hit over 6,000 listens.
Yeah, very awesome.
So very, very excited. I know I'm...
Yeah, huge thanks to you guys.
Yeah, I know my friends are exhausted of me. I post every 1,000 that we go up because I'm always very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 7,000. Here's the 7,000.
Yeah, let's do it. We're already well on our way.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm. See you later. All right. Stay...
Stay.
Don't read the newspaper.
Don't read news. Good thing it's a dead media. Sensei.
やぶっちまえばいいよ。やめた方がいい。先生。 先生、どうしたんですか。